This is Apollo Control. Ken Mattingly is still involved in taking the mid-course sightings through the CSM sextant. On completing that activity, the flight plan becomes relatively unencumbered. We don't have very many additional scheduled activities, and we expect that the crew will be able to make up the hour that was lost in getting into the lunar module and checking out what appeared to be a possible problem resulting from noting that the one of the skins on the lunar module was peeling, and the material flaking off, and the possibility that something underneath one of the tanks or something connected with the LEM thrusters and reaction control system was possibly venting. And as we've mentioned previously, on getting into the lunar module, checking things out, everything appeared to be normal. The one thing that we did notice when we had the television on the area of the LEM, which was affected, one of the aluminum panels, several square feet in area, was that when one of the thrusters on the CSM was firing, and in particular forward-firing service module thruster, that the material which had flaked off appeared to be disturbed, and this would cause it to float off or to be propelled away from the lunar module. Flight Director Pete Frank feels that the most likely effect of the thruster is in disturbing the degraded surface. He feels that it is less likely that the thruster impinging on the surface itself actually caused the problem, although at this point any hypothesis as to what caused the degradation of this thermal skin is purely speculative. We've seen nothing in the data to indicate any problem. However, the skin does appear abnormal, and we have no explanation for it at this point. The mid-course correction maneuver, which was in the flight plan, the opportunity for that mid-course correction at 11 hours, 39 minutes, will not be required. The spacecraft is very close to the pre-planned trajectory. The flight dynamics officer reported that a maneuver of only about 8 feet per second would be required. This is so small that it will not be performed at this opportunity, but will be allowed to continue until the second mid-course correction opportunity, at which time the amount of change in velocity that would be required would have grown to only about 12 feet per second. By deleting this mid-course correction, it reduces the amount of things that the crew has to accomplish before their rest period, which is scheduled to begin about 4.5 hours from now, and makes it appear quite likely that they will be back on the normal flight plan by that time. At 10 hours, 27 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.